Giddy, and I'm hanging out with Lux, and I don't know what we're doing. I just feel like we're out of this world.
I am a fox.
I'm a bunny, but I'm a good bunny, not a bad bunny.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Well, today's show is going to be.
Well, you know that I was talking about the band Bad Bunny.
Oh yeah.
Ha 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 ha.
Well, it's actually an individual dude, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Bad Bunny.
It's one bad bunny, but I'm one good bunny.
So she says. Until the lights go off. I'm just kidding.
I'm just gonna bounce away from this show. Hippity hop, hippity hop.
So today on our show, as you can see,
are we doing Dirty Bathwater?
Yeah, we're doing Dirty Bathwater, but we're also going to talk a little bit about our new show that's coming out, but I forgot the name already.
Dirty AI.
Yeah. Well, it was Dirty AI, but what is it called now?
It's Dirty AI. You drew the picture and everything, remember, with the AI's help.
Oh, yeah. No, but we changed the name to something crazy. But we'll talk about it later.
No, that was the slogan after it.
Oh, Dirty AI. Okay. Yes, you're right.
Dirty AI. Yes, I am. I'm always right. You should know that.
Yes. Today
was AI's Companion Guide to the Galaxy, a satirical look at how AI affects everyday life, including dating.
Yes. You show off. So we have a new show coming out. We're most likely going to be out next week because we're very busy.
That's because Lux can't date a real woman, so he's got to go to AI. So we figured might as well accommodate his love interests.
Don't tell everybody.
I'm a happy bunny, by the way. I'm not in an imaginary zone as Lux is. I'm actually just I'm in a mental ward. I'm in a white room.
If I wasn't in an imaginary zone, I wouldn't have any friends. So there you have it.
All right. So are we going to talk about dating, or are we going to talk about AI, or are we going to talk about...
So Giddy, first of all, let's just tell everybody that we've been super busy again. That's why it's taken 2 months to do a show. But now we changed our format. We actually, we're evolving. And so we're going to be not only on YouTube in a video with our avatars. And why do we have avatars and not us? It's because we're famous and we don't want anybody to know. Right?
No, it's because... I need to stop eating chocolate. Can I eat? Look. Oh, you can't see it.
Are you eating chocolate right now?
Uh-huh.
Giddy, for Pete's sake.
But you can't see the chocolate.
I can, but I want some.
Okay, we'll just start munching.
Yum, 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 yum.
Better than carrots.
I guess so, huh? I'm not a big carrot fan, actually.
Well, you know, I had this sinus infection, which sounds gross, but I thought I had COVID, tested twice for COVID.
Oh.
But it stopped me from smelling and tasting.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Giddy, you had like almost 10 shots. You always have shots.
Yeah, but that's alcohol. No, I'm just kidding.
See, I told you she was a bad bunny.
I'm a good bunny. I do bad things good.
I bet. All right. So, Giddy, I was looking at a bunch of different things on... are we going to talk Dirty Bathwater, Dating After 50? Or
yes.
Our new show.
We're going to talk about how hard it is to date when you look like a bunny.
Yeah, exactly.
Or not a Playboy bunny. I mean, I look like a dang bunny.
You kind of do, actually. You kind of do. Maybe you are real, but maybe we've been AI all along, and now we're finally showing people.
Maybe. Yeah. Or maybe we're just crazy.
That's probably the one that fits us better. But so, I was looking up a couple of different, like we usually do, right? Doing some research, and what I found out is that there's a new approach to dating, and it's a new approach that we've been using a lot, right?
It's don't.
it's don't date if you're 50. Yeah. Become an avatar. No. It's about utilizing. I always use that word utilizing.
Utilizing your body parts that have been inactive for years now.
Yeah, exactly. For free. Run out naked and say, I'm free.
No. You know, I always joke about, like, because I'm doing laundry right now. And I always joke about to, you know, my friends, and I go, well, they said, are you ready for, you know, ready for this trip? I'm going to LA tomorrow. They go, are you ready? I said, well, I gotta do laundry first, otherwise I'll go naked. And they go, wouldn't that be an eye opener? I said, yeah, but not in a good way.
Well, you never know, Giddy.
Would have to be very perverted. No, because I need some work. You know, like my car needs some work and I need some work.
We all, after 50, we all need some work, right?
Well, I need some extra work.
Well, Giddy, I don't know. But okay, so what happens now is that dating after 50, you could really use your smartphone, like you've been using your smartphone, right?
Yeah,
but now there's other apps you could kind of explore too. And I'm trying to get to all the, because I had like a bunch of different
Are you talking about dating apps?
Yeah, dating apps that I was going to talk about today. And I don't know why I can't find them. You know, it's so funny because when, you know, you do all this research and in the minute you look for it, you can't find anything. You find everything else that you were looking for before, mm-hmm. But not the one you needed. Let's see here. Nope. Almost. Give me one second.
Well, you know, you don't want to have something too technical for those of us over 50. Because we might not be able to work them.
That's true.
Well, when I put dating apps, popular ones, you get things like eHarmony, Match, and all that. You know, when I listen on the radio station sometimes, and they have shows like, you know, Second Day Update, and they talk about what went wrong, you know, on a date and stuff.
Okay.
All these people have these different services I haven't even used, like Hinge. I don't know about you, but have you heard of Hinge before?
No. Is that like the dating site that you just
have? No, I have never used Hinge before. So I thought that was interesting. There's so many out there, you can't even keep track. Well, let me tell you what happened. It was kind of funny. So the radio station, they call up, you know, this person calls up, I've been ghosted. All right, which means they, you know, they blew the person off. Like you date once, the date looked like it went really well, but then she did not respond to the guy anymore. And so then they call her up and they say, so tell us, you know, about your date, you know, like, why have you ghosted such and such person? And then she shyly says, well, everything went really well for a while. He was good looking. We had great conversation. And it's always like this, until the end of the date. And what happened at the end of the date? Well, this particular guy started talking about lizard people.
Oh, what?
He said there's lizard people out there. Now, I had never heard of lizard people.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he showed her his lizard.
No, that happened to me, but no. No, she was fortunate enough, just he was told her about lizard people really exist. That they're in the government and they actually work. So she figured, this guy's a little wacko. I don't think I'm going to date him. And he says, then he's trying to tell the people that called him up, no, this is legitimate. I want the world to know there are lizard people out there. Protect yourself.
This isn't that Ike guy, is it? The guy from, you know that Ike guy? I-K-C-K?
No.
So this guy, he discovered the lizard people. And what he did is that he was this famous soccer player, football, in the UK, right? And what he did is all of a sudden he became like a sportscaster. And in the middle of a sportscast, he said, there are lizard people. And people were like, what? This guy was like a trillionaire. And from that, David Icke, I think his first name's David. From that on, he's been doing, and guys, check it out. He's been doing all this stuff on the lizard people.
So did he become famous or did that end his career?
At first, it ended his career, but then he became super famous.
How do you think that would work for dating? This guy, it didn't really work well for him. I mean, if you had this really date going, everything's going well, and at the end you go, hey, I just want you to know, be careful of the lizard people.
I would say, how do you know this? Right? I don't know.
And so don't you wouldn't ghost them. You would be okay. Don't show me your lizard.
No. I don't want to see your lizard. I don't want to be around someone who wants to show me his lizard.
All right. So, well, obviously, I don't think that's a good tactic for continuing dating with that person.
No. All right. Giddy, can we get serious for a little second, though?
I thought we were being serious.
Me too. No, not really, though. Okay. So I found my research. So
found my research. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was
on
called
Blueberry Hill.
Yes. Never mind. You keep putting me back in the gutter. Don't do that. Okay. So navigated. So there's a new article by Rebecca Fishbein, and it's Navigating the New Norms of Dating After 50 by Selective Experience. What the heck does that
mean? I thought that selective extinction. No.
Most likely, huh? So what she said, basically, Giddy, is she says that the landscape has changed. Duh. Especially for people after 50, because the way we experience love, our brain...
It's through our belly.
Yeah, through our belly. Yes, exactly. and our lizards. It says our brain activation has changed from being a younger individual, how we perceive love to be, to now being how we have, you know, we've already had this vast knowledge and experience, and now we're more discerning to picking the right mate.
So we don't want necessarily to see someone's lizard, is what you mean. We want to establish some kind of common bonds with somebody, right? Exactly. We want them to hold our hand, you know, give us roses, give us lots of gold blocks, you know?
Yeah, all the boring stuff.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, so that's what they're talking about right now. She said, so a key insight, she said, is that, again, we have this neurological experience that falling in love is really very different as we get older. And so what's happening is that we can't really find anyone because the way we perceive love is dramatically different to the individual that we're falling in love with. Does that make sense? Because that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it just means that it's not all about sex as young people have, right?
Giddy, will just you stop give it talking up. About sex?
Well, we can give it up, you know? Hey, this bunny, I've had my share of offspring already. Being a bunny, a rabbit, yeah.
Well, you are a bunny. So here's some benefits. Benefits of dating later in life. Reduces pressure, so there's no pressure to have children, right?
And you can always pretend you're senile if you say something wrong.
Yeah. What's your name again? Where am I? Help me. Who are you? So, again, a greater selectivity. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? It means that most of us are dead, so you have more of a selection?
Well, it depends. I know there's always more women than men.
Yeah, that's true. That's in every culture. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. So I guess you just have to be open to your relationships, fully open.
I guess so, huh?
That's why I like goats.
What are you talking about, Giddy?
Well, hey, you have to go beyond species sometimes.
So now you
like goats? There's not enough rabbits.
Do you like old goats or young goats?
You know, I actually like young goats, but I think I'm stuck with old goats.
You know, they're called are they called kids, you perv?
No, I meant, you know, yeah, kids, no. I meant, like, you know, usually around my age. And yeah, they're old rabbits.
Got it.
Old rabbits, old goats, all old species.
Are some of them missing their feet?
They're missing their teeth?
No, their feet or their foot, you know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, that would be weird. I'd be sort of like a black widow if I had a bunch of rabbit feet on my keychain as a rabbit. That would be horrifying.
That's kind
of
creepy.
It probably would scare away a lot of guys, don't you think?
I think so. I'm scared now. So that's basically it, Giddy, is that, you know, it just changes how we approach falling in love, I guess. You know, it's different now because it's a brain thing now. It's not a lizard thing anymore. It's a brain thing. Does that make sense?
All right. Yeah, it's a brain thing.
Yeah. Giddy, what do you want to add?
What's next on your list?
So another one is called The Never Ever Mets. And it's about, it's actually a reality TV show. And it's about people that you fall in love with online.
Does that mean people that I'm trying to date with? Or if I see a video of Robert Downey Jr., I fall in love with him?
No, no. It's about people that you actually date, right? So remember there was a whole big thing going on with a lot of people trying to date people that they never met, but they believed them and they got hustled out of millions of dollars and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now this show's not like, it's not about that, but this show's about people that have, because we live in such a virtual reality world, not a virtual world, what do you call it? Digital world?
A digital world.
So we live in a digital world, right? And that a lot of people are finding dates through their apps. So they never really meet. What they meet, they're always meeting online. And this is a common thing that's happening, especially with the youth, that they're interacting, they have relationships with people they've never met.
I'm wondering if I go on a dating site and I'm as a rabbit, how many guys, if this is my profile, how many guys are going to fall for me, you think?
Tons. Because it's all about the loneliness thing, right? Because we're all lonely.
That lonely, they want to date a rabbit?
But they want to date the person inside that rabbit, which is you, right? They want you they want you to play with their lizards. I'm just kidding.
Bunny don't do that.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. So what's happening now is that people are having these full-on relationships without ever meeting, just on the phone, and they created this reality TV that they actually hook these people up. And which is it's really interesting is that when they hook these people up, they don't feel the same way.
So they've never met each other. So the first time they meet, so they've never even thought about meeting until the show put them together?
Yeah. It's just a whole virtual thing. Or maybe, you know, maybe you meet somebody in Alaska, right? And you really like this person, but you can never really see them. Before, in the old days, right? When we were really going at it, you would tell that person, you know what? We got to go because it's not going to work because I don't know when I'm going to see you, right?
Yeah. Right.
But now it's like, well, let's just have a virtual reality thing going on. Let's talk every day, right, on virtual reality, but let's never meet. Crazy. What do you think? Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that I don't think I go that far to wait that long before I get to meet somebody. I don't think it'd be productive use of my time.
But people are doing that now, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm just amazed I can see my tongue as a bunny.
Hey, we're getting used to our new body, so bear with us. Giddy, we're having a show here. Quit doing that.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. I can't help myself.
Is that like a lizard calling or something like that? But yeah, so... Okay, so that's basically in a nutshell what's going on in dating after 50. Do you want to start going into AI a little bit or no?
I don't know. I'm just playing with my eyes right now.
So what we wanted to do is we started a whole new show called what is it called again?
The bunny is funny.
The bunny's funny and the fox isn't. AI, dirty AI, just like dirty
AI. Yeah.
Yes. And so what we're going to do is, it's going to be rated X. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not what you think. It's about, it's about everyday life with AI. It's what Lux does with AI every day in his life.
That's why I'm suicidal. I'm just kidding.
I mean, we could talk about how it helps with your love life, how it helps you do the dishes, how it helps you, monitor your children.
How it could improve your work life.
How it could do your work. How, if you're going to school, it could do your homework.
Yes, and organize it could help you better. Your
kids' homework. How everything. It could make your bed. How it could sleep with your husband if you don't want to be with him anymore.
That I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know about that. Not just yet. I mean, they still already have those blow-up.
How it could go to church for you. You know, and you hope your pastor won't know.
You know, with those deep fakes. Do you think people are familiar with deep fakes?
Well, I think they kind of understand the general idea.
So you
what could, about having a date, a deep fake date, and they show up?
And that's what we're talking about, Kitty.
Yeah. But I mean, what are they going to do? They show up at the date as a deep fake? How do you do that?
You don't. You exactly. don't. I mean, you're like, you disappear the minute you're gonna show up. You'll be like, oh no, my god,
I would go ahead and dress. I'd go ahead and go down to a thrift store
and dress like a bunny.
Yeah, I would. Why not put a bunny costume on and say, "This is me, the real me."
Yeah,
I know I'm a little pale. I don't get out much.
Yeah, you're stuck in AI all day.
I'm always stuck in a hole, you know.
Did you say a hole?
A hole, you know, where buddies go in.
Oh, got it. Okay, got it.
All right.
Well, Giddy, so yeah, then that's what we'll be doing, guys. So please take a look. We'll start giving you guys links to our new show. And well, of course, we're still going to be
Birdie Bathwater. Yay.
Yes, we're still going to do that. But now you're going to be able to see us online too.
As a bunny?
And a fox. Yes.
Are we ever going to do real things? Are we ever going to show people what we really look like? Or are we afraid we'll scare them away?
Well, when we make money and I could change my face, yes. And she sticks her tongue out at me again.
I love it. I have a cute little tongue.
You're cute. I like.
But you know, in real life, I can touch my nose with my tongue. Here, I can't.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying.
I don't think you can do it.
No, I can lick my bottom lip. I'm sorry. I'm so distracted.
It's okay, Giddy. So I think we should end this show.
I think so too, because our ratings are going downward.
Down. And what we'll do is our next show is going to show us, we're going to do a next show on AI and dirty AI. And you'll be able to see us on video.
Let's see what holidays are coming up now. It's going to be May soon. What shows can we feature for May?
4th of July?
No, May. May I go on a date with you, beautiful person?
Cinco de Mayo. Isn't that in May?
I don't know. Is it?
I think Mayo means May.
It could.
Mm-hmm, I think so. So I guess maybe we'll do something on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a Taco Tuesday thing. I don't know.
Okay.
Meet someone on Taco Tuesday.
No, what do bunnies like to eat? I need some carrots. I'm sorry.
No, yes,
what's
I know.
Up, Doc?
Are you related to Bugs Bunny?
What?
Are you related to
Bugs Bunny? I'm Bugs Bunny's sister.
Ah, I like
I'm
that.
I'm his cute sister.
Ah. Okay.
But he hasn't set me up with any of his friends. I kind of had, you know, the hots for Daffy. I'm sort of boring myself right now, so maybe we should end the show.
Okay, let's end the show.
All right. Hey, this has been Giddy for Dirty Bathwater along with
Lux.
Lux the Fox. Only in animal worlds. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, you guys, peace out. Have a good one. And don't forget to eat your carrots. And what do foxes eat?
Rabbits.
All right. I think I better go now. I'm going to hop away quickly. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Lux from the show you just watched. And I just want to let you guys know that we have moved our format to video. So we're two animation characters. Check it out. But this show is actually going to be in our new show, called AI Dirty. And check it out, because it's kind of fun. You see us as characters and we're talking and interacting. So check it out. Again, it's on YouTube. It's called AI Dirty. Yeah. And I'll leave the link right in the description. Thank you, guys.
Even if you're gone, I won't forget you. You're all I know, what I need, and that ain't changing. And even if you're gone, I will remember. You're all I know, what I need, and that ain't changing. If I could lay down beside you, I would. When nothing really matters, that's all I wanna do. I hope that you are safe and that I will see you soon. If I could lay down beside you, I would. If I could lay down beside you.